And we're live. So what's going on, everybody? I am here. Mr. Sippy has the day off.
Yeah.
So I'm here with Masue. Comment te veux tu?
Thimberly, how is everybody today? Enjoying Saturday, and thanks for inviting me to be on Positive Enlightenment. Glad to be a part of your podcast.
Oh, thank you. She's so proper. Oh my gosh.
No.
She's so proper.
No.
So, Timberly.
Uh-huh.
So, like, where did you grow up?
I grew up in California. From California. Great place to grow up. Yeah, lots of melting, lots of different cultures.
I want to do some melting right now.
Different cultures and stuff. So great place to grow up. Lots of diversity. I think it made me the well-rounded person that I am today. So definitely a big part of my maturing and growth.
Okay. So, and what were you going to say?
I'm sorry from crunching. We had a good workout and now we're eating a good healthy lunch. So if we're crunching, sorry.
Aside from the cupcakes that I had
ginger snap.
Yeah. Well, so we worked out today. Mm-hmm. Had a good, really nice workout. Nice eye candy going on in there. A lot of beards. I'm a sucker for beards, you know, just love that. Yeah, we worked out pretty hard. Did some lifting. Mm-hmm. Worked on the legs and stuff.
Arms.
Yeah, a lot of arms.
Planking.
Yeah, well, she did that. I didn't. I watched the eye candy that was in the gym while
planks
she did that.
Planks are good.
Yeah, so she did that. And then afterwards, picked up some makeup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can never have enough.
Yeah, just a girl's, you know, kind of like a chill girl's day, I guess.
I hit up the dollar store, get some cupcakes, and you eat all the calories that you just knocked off. Mm-hmm. But hey, it's all good, Jerry, right? So, and now, I guess we are going to, you know, cancel all that bad stuff out with a healthy lunch.
Yeah, definitely.
So what are we having today for lunch? Can we let everybody know?
Yeah. This is a hot corn, a salad that I call hot corn soup. And it's mixed greens with, I kind of had to cut it with a bag of mixed salad, but primarily green leaf lettuce and carrots, corn that was heated up and seasoned, feta cheese, chopped up egg, crouton, and, you know, pepper, and dressing of our choice. So, oh, and green onions. So it's a good little.
Green onions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to need some mints afterwards, huh?
Oh, no, they're not. They're not strong. Like scallions, you know.
I don't know because I don't cook like that.
Oh, well, green onions don't leave your breath like smelling like a bag of onions.
And then what else we have?
So the soup is broccoli soup, broccoli and cheddar soup. And I did use a mix. I didn't make it totally from scratch, but I did add on some cheddar cheese. Like I put some cheddar cheese slices in there and kind of mixed it in and seasoned it real good and let it simmer. And I put some fresh broccoli in there too. You like it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've never made that before, so.
It is missing some bacon bits, huh?
Actually, the bacon bits were, I guess you could put bacon in there.
Yeah.
I guess you want some?
No, I'm good. But some ground turkey.
No.
Well, then I'm just turning it into something else.
Like broccoli cheddar soup anymore.
So usually on our Free for All Fridays, we usually started off with who crossed the line this week. Is there anyone who upset you? You either know or you saw on TV or someone made a comment, like who crossed the line?
Crossed the line. You know what? I have not necessarily had that experience this week, thank God. I have really, really, really been practicing meditation and relieving the stress. So I'm really, I practice trying to say, letting the negativity roll off of me. You know what I mean? Just letting it wash over. So I can't think of anything particularly right now. But I Yeah, I don't think I can.
Well, for me, let's see, where can I start? So, I think what crossed the line for me is the safety of teachers.
Okay, okay.
And how it's being ignored.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And how teachers are being attacked and nobody seems to care.
Okay.
And then once something happens and the teacher defends themselves, it's always like, well, they have to be the adult in the situation.
Yeah, but not injured.
You know.
Not the injured adult.
So, yeah. I mean, at what point are teachers going to be protected?
Right.
At what point? Mm-hmm. That just, that basically
who's going to do it?
Yeah, who's going to do it? What are the unions for?
Right.
You know, I was watching that show on Netflix, a guy named Hassan or something, mm-hmm. Patriot Act.
Mm-hmm.
He was like talking about the police union.
Mm-hmm.
Like the police union is so strong.
Yeah.
Those guys can basically shoot people out in the open and get off free.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a teacher that is attacked. And it's not even their fault. And they put up their arm and defend themselves and they get fired. Like, come on.
No.
Come on.
I mean, I hate to say it, but the whole educational system is broken.
Why do you think so?
Because of the way the children are taught. They're not taught respect anymore. Teachers are not respected.
The whole profession.
The children get away with everything. The school's afraid of the teachers, afraid of the students and the parents, and they're trying to please the board, and it's just an ongoing cycle of just of failure, you know. Definitely, you know, needs to be worked on. Definitely needs to be revamped.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It does. And it's like the administration, all they want to know is what does the data say. You know, they don't even care about the health, the safety of the teachers. Just, okay, so, okay, you're having a breakdown, okay, whatever, but how are their test scores?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, they don't care about that.
Do you feel that you've been, properly trained to combat students when they are violent, when they are throwing things, when they are, you know, acting like criminals? And do you feel like you've been trained to deal with that, or is there somebody that you're supposed to call, or how does that work?
When I was in the classroom, like steady in the classroom, that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
The admin will walk into the classroom and say, you, you're out, let's go, let's go. Oh, they would get suspended.
Mm-hmm.
They protected us. Well, some of them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Calypso,
mm-hmm.
you know, protected the teachers. Like mm-hmm. the parents would come up there and try to beat up the teachers. And he would say, no, you're not coming to my school like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now, the younger administration is my 14th year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just completely changed. And the younger teachers are not equipped whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
at all.
So do you see a higher turnover?
From the time that I started, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do see a higher turnover, but I see a lot more assaults too.
Oh, wow.
More than I've ever seen.
Do you think it's due to where you, your particular school district? I think there's more tolerance for that type of behavior where you are. I believe that, you know, out in the other state, that's Virginia. I don't want to make, you know, but I think there's less tolerance for that.
You know, I've heard that. I've heard that about Virginia. I've heard they're not. They don't do that in Virginia.
No.
I know on the West Coast, no. No, mm-hmm. not, no. I can't speak for SoCal. I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm NorCal, so
I can only speak for like where I've worked and what I've seen.
But
I didn't see anything like that
in Nevada. I didn't see it.
I didn't see that in Northern Virginia.
No,
So then I wonder why there is tolerance for this type of behavior.
Well, then they say, you know, they don't want to, I guess, go do the race thing and, you know, try to, how can I say it, suspend certain children of color.
Okay.
But it's like, I think their parents need to be made more accountable.
Okay,
no matter what color they are.
Mm-hmm.
If they are, you know, naughty children,
mm-hmm.
then their parents need to be held accountable. And after so long, I was talking about this with Mr. Sippy, after so long, then if it keeps going on, then the parents need to be fined some kind of way.
I think they're doing that in some state. I've heard that they've done that before.
Well, they need to be fined, and if they can't pay the fine, then they need to send them.
They do jail
to
time.
County.
Yeah.
You know.
They do jail time.
Yeah.
To work it off. Yeah.
Because something, something needs to be done.
Yeah.
This is not cool.
Yeah.
This is so not cool.
And I mean, you know, people can disagree or whatever, send angry words. But you are responsible for your children. You are responsible for their behavior. You are the parents. You are the children's first teacher.
Right.
So you need to be held accountable for their actions. And don't say they don't do this at home. No. Because if they do it at home, if they do it at school, they certainly do it at home. At home is just the practice ground. And then when they get out in public, they you know, they display it or manifest what they've been doing. You know what I mean?
Don't tell me that they have ADHD when you sit there and let them play video games for 10 hours a day.
Right.
Every day.
And also feed them sugar. Feed them food that...
Feed them sugar. They get those hot chalky chips.
Yeah.
Hot Cheetos.
Diet has a lot to do with behavior and hyperactivity as well. There have been studies done on that. So it is a big part of it. If they're not eating like healthy, balanced food,
yeah,
then it does manifest in the in their attitude towards learning, towards
everything,
behavior management. Absolutely, absolutely.
So I've heard that they've gotten rid of suspension.
So now they're just doing in school.
Yeah,
I was in that class, the teacher for that, actually.
How'd that go?
I liked it. I didn't have any problems. But then I was in a a different kind of environment.
But you weren't that fun person that they wanted to come see.
No, I was not fun. My class was punishment. You are quiet. There's no music. There's no cell phones. There's nothing on my walls. Your teacher brought your work to you. We're quiet all day. You even eat lunch in the room with me.
Mm.
So, yeah, that was punishment. So a lot of them did learn lessons from that because they hated being isolated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, no time to be with their friends. No time to talk. None of that. No social interaction. It's just getting work done all day. Now, some were like, oh, yeah, I like coming here because I get my work done. Well, punishment shouldn't be. You shouldn't look forward to that.
No.
You know. But, yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. But, again, to do that in another school district, I don't know. I don't know. Because, like, where I was, the school district I was in was nice, quiet, conservative, far in the burbs. So, you know what I mean? I didn't have any. Yeah. But there's a different dynamic, different issues going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A more privileged environment, I would say.
But, you know, you even go to the lower economical side, and mm-hmm. there's still some kind of privilege that they exert a little bit. More like, I'm entitled. I guess it's more entitlement than anything, than privilege. You know, I don't have a pencil, but you should give me one. You have to give
mm-hmm.
me one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to supply me with paper.
Mm.
I told this one kid, like, where are your school supplies? You need to tell your parents to get you some school supplies. Mm-hmm. It's almost the end of the year. Why are we going to get school supplies? Because that's what they do.
But I bet you didn't forget their cell phone that day, did they?
Of course not. Yeah,
that's what I would say. But you forgot your pencil. You forgot your tools to make you successful, but you didn't forget your cell phone, huh? You got that right in your pocket. You probably ran back and got that if you didn't have it in your backpack.
How are their cell phones nicer than mine?
I don't understand why they feel like the cell phone is such a priority. You're not using it to do a job. Nobody's reaching out to you on life or death situations. You know what I mean? So I don't understand why it's just important for them to have it because they're messaging their friends all day, and that's not what you need to do.
Or besides messaging, they are doing, they're texting, or they're doing that TikTok thing,
or watching video.
You know what the TikTok thing is? I do like the Renegade, though.
I learned some stuff from TikTok.
I do like the Renegade, though.
I learned
Renegade,
how to
Renegade. I can't, you know.
Right. I learned how to make chicken nuggets from TikTok, like the kind they make at
where they dancing while they do it.
No, it's like a recipe. These kids, they ground up they got chicken breasts, right? Mm-hmm. They ground it up, you know, to find, and then they like meshed it together, and they put the little animal shaped cookie cutter. You know what I'm talking mm-hmm. about? And they put the nuggets in there, and they dipped it in the flour and fried them, and they had chicken nuggets just like McDonald's.
But do you really think kids are looking up cooking recipes?
I don't know, but if you're not, you look at what you're interested in. So I swipe till I find something that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, I found just the stuff that I'm interested in. There, people are gonna look at what, you know, what's whatever their age group is, you know, if it's music, if it's whatever. I also found a way to get discount flights on TikTok. Yeah, I'll tell you about that after. Yeah, I'll tell you about that. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So it's not, I mean, technology is not all bad, but, and that's not what we're debating here. It's what we're talking about is the distractions of school. Mm-hmm. You know, the cell phone period is a distraction. It's a distraction from their learning. You know what I mean? So that I'm not in favor of.
So we've talked about what crossed the line for me. So what are you going to do for your Saturday, which, you know, should be a free-for-all Friday, but how do you spend your...
What are my plans? If I don't have an open house to attend or clients to take out to go see property, then...
Oh, technology is a distraction for everyone. Yes, Sinister Bree. That's what we're saying.
Yeah,
we can't.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Oh, you forgot to tell us what you do.
I am a real estate agent.
Sit down. Oh, goodness. Okay, so yeah, she's my sister. She's still hungry. She's getting some more food. But yeah, like you said, technology is a distraction for everyone, especially in the schools for the kids. I see little babies holding phones. Oh, my gosh. That's just so horrible. I mean, I did that as a parent. I let my small child do it, and we paid for it. We had to take him to Brain Balance in San Francisco and let them rewire his brain because it like completely threw him off. Not, what did you say? Not very many people talk face to face. No, they don't. Back in the day, we used to love going to the mall, and that's how we met people. Remember Southland Mall?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if anybody's from the Bay Area. You know, Southland Mall or Newark Mall. Newark was kind of dead though. Because everybody went to Newark Mall. Yeah, Newark.
Yeah, I remember it, but I didn't know that was.
That's near Fremont. But yeah, so Southland Mall. That's Newark. Newark.
It's called New Park Mall.
No, Newark Mall. So anyway, yeah, that's where we used to hang out. That's where we used to meet people. And these kids now, they don't have any social skills whatsoever because nobody wants to talk to anybody face to face anymore.
Even with dating, people, they'd rather text than talk. You know what I mean?
So you said, I still do my phone. It's not a priority to me. Interacting with people is my thing. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I love to talk to people like face to face. You read the body language. You get to look into their, you get to look into their eyes and, you know, and like see really what they're, where they're coming from and like what they're talking about. You get to read them, you know, I think that's a whole lot better than that. So yeah, I understand that. So,
I'm being distracted right now.
She's being distracted. She's looking at her phone.
I'm like, who called me? Who called me?
Nobody's calling you.
It's you.
No, yeah, because I'm not.
It was
my
you
phone
that's
right
calling.
Here. Nobody's calling me. Because it would be my kids. Nobody's texting me.
Nobody's texting me either.
I'm not hot right now.
Me neither.
Nobody's doing it.
Me neither. Stuff in my face.
He said, I'm a biker, so that's a lot of what I have to do. Isn't it right? You know what? A biker, like motorcycle biker or like bicycle, like Tour de France biker. Which one are you, Mr. Breed?
Hell's Angels.
Outlaw biker. I like riding motorcycles. I'm a licensed motorcycle motorcycle. That's right. Mm-hmm. I'm a licensed motorcycle rider myself. Haven't been on there in a while, but you know, one day I'll get back. I'm kind of afraid to ride out here on the East Coast, but
they have.
Yeah. Oh, you're in a club? Okay. I was in the Diamond Clusters in Ohio. It was all girls. But I don't even know if they still exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Diamond Clusters. What's the name of your club? Let's see if he's going to tell us. Sinister Breed.
Oh, wow.
So while we're waiting for him to tell us, somebody else came in. The T. Hello, the T. How are you doing today?
Hi,
on this Saturday? Oh, the T just left. Guess it's tea time somewhere. Oh, my name is here. Oh, Sinister Breed. Duh. Like, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I see that. So his name is Sinister Breed. That's
the club.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that's, yeah, okay. That's his name.
I like it.
Yeah, sinister. It sounds evil, right? Ooh, it's hot. Mm-hmm. You think that's hot?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's hot.
Sizzling sinister.
No. You just changed that to fierce. Like, no. No. Oh, he said he's American and I live in Ecuador.
Oh, wow.
Hola. That's all I do. ¿Cómo está?
Wow, Ecuador. Nice. Very
Ecuador.
Nice.
Ecuador. Yeah, I watch House Hunters International. Oh, and also 90 Day Fiance on the other side, or something like that. And they have some people that marry people from Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. Ecuador. Oh, my Spanish sucks.
He said he's American, an American living down there.
Yeah.
So what brought him down to, you know, to live in Ecuador?
Why are you in Ecuador? Is it cheaper?
Probably nicer,
better quality of life, yeah. Probably.
High paradise every day.
Yeah.
You know.
Is the weather good?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the sun. Tell us, Fiddler. Tell us about the sun. So while he's typing that. So, ooh, Kimberly.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd stop feeding your face real quick.
Hand up.
What do you do? Tell us what you do.
I'm a realtor.
Can you speak up? What do you do?
I'm a real estate agent.
I'm sorry. She's fixing me gin and juices, so I'm giggly right now.
I'm a real estate agent with the Vargas team.
Oh, he said it's way cheaper and sunny year round.
I bet it is, yeah.
But not humid.
Yeah.
I thought it was humid out there in Ecuador.
No, I didn't think.
Really?
No.
Oh, wow. I thought that it would be
because I think it's more West
humid.
Coast.
More,
it's not like Florida, like, you know.
Like, because, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I mean, yeah. If you get, like, good weather and it's cheaper.
So, like, Ecuador, Nicaragua.
But Belize. Can you drink the water? You say it gets nice and cool at night. Can you drink the water or do you need a purifier? Oh, he said you can drink the water.
Nice.
That's good. I would love to run a business out of there.
I would love to visit.
Yeah.
We're coming to visit.
Said water is really good. Okay.
It's probably pure and fresh. Not polluted. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So after we go to the gym some more and work out, then we'll be ready for the beach. I mean, that is if we don't get cupcakes after a workout.
I didn't get
cupcakes. Well, that was me because I love cupcakes. But okay, so tell us what you do. You said you're a realtor.
Yes, I'm a real estate agent.
Okay, get off the phone.
I'm looking at Ecuador. I want to see like.
Okay, so now she's looking up Ecuador. You got some broccoli in your teeth, like right. She's
got. Oh, see, look.
Okay, I don't want to see that. That's gross. Okay, so you're a realtor. What do you sell?
Houses.
So she sells.
So basically, I specialize in working with first-time home buyers.
First-time home buyers.
Yeah.
Okay, so he says he lives in. Oh gosh, I can't even. I can't even pronounce that. Coon.
I don't even see it.
Right there. I live in Cuenca, Ecuador. Maybe it's
Cuenca.
Cuenca.
Wow. Sounds exciting.
It sounds exciting. It does. Barbecues every day. I mean, that sounds great. How are the schools out there? Do you have any kids? He says, beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, he has three children. Okay, so are the schools good? Oh, girls. Okay.
Aww.
So the schools, how are they? Okay, so he said the schools are good. Okay. Because, you know, everybody, like, it's hard to retire in America if you want to have, like, extra money left over. And a lot of people are going to South America, going down that way.
Why was I thinking Ecuador is South Central America?
It's South America. Yeah, like, it's like, what, isn't it next to, like, Colombia?
Exactly.
Or, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you thought it was Panama? I had to Google it. So I'm looking at Central America, I'm like, I don't see it.
I was like,
am I right?
It's like on the edge. Like
coastal. So very coastal. Very, very coastal. Right next to Colombia. But in between Colombia and Peru.
In Peru. Uh-huh. Okay. Where's Lima? Lima's Peru, right?
Yeah. But I wasn't really focused on Lima.
Why
but
did it say
there?
Is it? Okay.
Like if I expand my map, then you can see it.
It said you can rent a whole house with 4 bedrooms, 3 baths for $500.
Wow.
A month, and they're gorgeous.
What? Okay, we're coming. We're on our way.
You need to sell some real estate internationally. Way. That's what you need to do. Can you do that? Can you sell international real estate?
I don't know. Probably.
Because I watch House Hunters International, and they have international real estate people
but
that
I
sell in Paris.
Clients that are international.
You got one right here.
Okay.
I just need a 1-bedroom for me.
No, you don't. You need at least 3.
I know I don't. I just need a 1. He said, I pay $5 in gas and $23 in electric. Get out.
Wow.
That's so cool. How much do we pay here? Like,
much more than that.
Much more, especially during different months, like the summer and the winter months. That's crazy.
That's excellent.
Yeah. I mean, coming from somewhere else, that's a steal. But out there, when you're from there, it's probably expensive.
Yeah, exactly, because that's where you're.
Yeah.
So what brought him, if you don't mind us asking, how did you get to live, you know, being an American living down there?
Did you need a change of scenery? While he's answering that. Did somebody come in? Big Rick? Oh, because of snow.
It's work.
Yeah.
Work email.
Because of snow. So, get off your freaking phone.
Yeah, but this is my job. I have to respond to my job. I can't let responsibilities go by the wayside.
So you're from like the East Coast then or Midwest, like northern, somewhere where it snows, because it doesn't snow like in the South.
It snows here.
Oh, yeah. Massachusetts.
Oh, yep. Boy. What a change. Yeah.
Boston.
What a change. Nice. Boston. So I bet that really was a nice change.
Isn't that where Marky Mark is from? Yeah. Boston. Yeah.
Wow.
Do we have family out there?
Yeah, we do, actually. Yeah, we do.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people from snowy places move
to much warmer climates. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. And Ecuador, I mean, I'm just looking at it. It's beautiful. Like, yeah, I could do that. We're coming to visit.
The beach.
They're right on the,
I will love to be on the beach every day.
City.
You know, I went to Hawaii and was like, oh. But it's expensive. It's like living in California on an island.
And Hawaii doesn't have like all inclusive. No. So that messed me up.
That
messed me up.
You and that.
Okay, so that's his city right there.
Oh, okay. Okay. So yeah, he's right near.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm big on all inclusive. I'm very big on all inclusive. I like going to a place that has all inclusive. That way I don't have to focus on, I gotta put money aside for this. I'm a traveler, but I'm a budget traveler too. I like to get the most.
In other words, she's cheap.
No.
But listen who's talking. The queen of Big Lots is sitting beside
There's
me.
There's nothing wrong with Big Lots. There's nothing wrong with Big Lots. I will buy furniture, a bed set, a dresser, whatever. There's nothing wrong. Towels, nothing wrong.
Towels, no. But I do like, I watch a lot of.
He said he doesn't mind the snow, but he gets cabin fever not being on his Harley. Yeah.
I can understand that.
It drives him crazy. Your phone. See? Your phone, your technology.
Yep.
But yeah.
It's my partner.
I understand that.
Rescheduling a meeting.
I like cruisers. I don't like the crotch rockets. Is that what they're called? Crotch rockets?
Yep.
Yeah. Cruisers are much more sophisticated.
And relax, I would
they
say.
Are. Yeah. They are.
Except you don't have to, you can kind of sit back and.
Yeah.
Whereas you got to be, I feel like you got to be all ripped
it's
up.
It's almost like you're laying down.
Ready to go. And, yeah.
On the
cross. I'm not a rider anyway, so I'm not a.
But then, like, I don't like those monkey bars that they have. Like, their arms hang down. That's like for shot. I don't
when
like
you
that.
Ride, then could I ride like shotgun?
What do you mean shotgun?
Well, behind you.
You mean riding
with you?
Riding the B word? You call that riding snitch?
I'll be your partner.
What? Okay, I'll get a side saddle for you.
I don't want to do that like an old lady.
No. Oh, this Big Rick said technically they are much less sophisticated.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Well, please expand on that, Big Rick. Tell us why. He said crotch rockets are for pussies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The guys that think they're all cool,
yeah,
with their leather,
like a ninja.
I mean, you know, they're maybe cool to take pictures by. Yeah. But I wouldn't want to ride that.
Really,
it's like to me when you hear a cruiser and you hear the engine go, like that sounds so good.
Okay,
yeah, when it's not confined and you just hear it, when they rev the engine, I love that sound.
Okay.
Yeah, like you hear the power.
So if I get a Vespa, would I be?
Oh, you said not knocking it, just saying technically. Well, thank you, Big Rick.
So I want a Vespa. Would I? Can I?
Oh, you want to? No, you can't ride. She said she wants a Vespa.
What?
No, that's why she
gets one. A Honda Elite.
What you got? One of those Pee Wee Herman ones. Yeah. Where you can pedal.
Yeah, right. That's my speed. That's my speed because I'm clumsy. Like, I think I would hurt myself.
The hardest thing for me.
Balance?
Not balance, really. Like, when you said Vespa.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, the hardest thing for me when I was learning how to ride was how to take off. And you have to be in neutral, you know? And so, like, I would stall out.
So I'm already confused.
I would hold up traffic. Mm-hmm. People would be honking at me. I would get nervous and start shaking.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like, I would stall out. That's, like,
how you have
to shift the gears.
Yeah.
And everything. Because you do it all with your... With your left foot. I did it with my left foot.
Your pedal.
Yeah.
On the pedal.
Yeah.
So what's
So one is the brake and then one is the right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So like
what is that?
Oh, somebody's calling in. Let's see. Okay. So let's connect. What's going on? Oh, they hung up. Okay.
Can they see us?
No. Oh. So yeah. So like
see, I'm scared. I'm like, yeah, I'm
that's
why a scooter. What when you go to Jamaica? What's that you rent? A scooter?
You know? Yeah, I think you rent a scooter.
That's the extent of my riding.
No, but
motorized cycle.
He said Vespas are for wine asses, rich kids with sweaters.
Hello.
Tied around.
Hello.
Like Todd.
Hello.
Maybe Todd can take me.
Well, that's my speed.
Beta car, my friend.
let me work my way up from the Vespa. You know, let me get comfortable on that. It, for me,
it's like Buffy,
right? I gotta work my way up, like get my balance together, get my confidence up. Because you just don't go from riding a 10-speed to a motorcycle.
Big Rick said, "Yeah, people know the difference between there and there that know."
Okay.
Like Buffy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, but it's cool though. I had a Kawasaki. It was like the lowest engine.
And you burned your leg on the pipe.
But it was my first day.
So I don't
see it. Ride a bicycle first.
There you go.
You know how to ride a bicycle first.
Like a bike?
You know how to ride, and then you just get on it.
Yeah.
You said, then jump to electric scooters.
See? See? I got the progression right. See? Then you get your bike. Then you get your scooter. Then a Vespa.
But you know,
then like, that one that souped up a little more.
What? The other kind?
Yeah, nothing, there's one that you can put
on. Nothing wrong with Vespa's practical transportation.
See? See? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's a big reason.
Thank you, Bree. Thank you, sweetie. I appreciate it. You appreciate me crawling before.
But it's something like, but when you're on a motorcycle, you just feel the air just going through your hair. And
I
your
feel
face.
The cement hitting my legs because I'm gonna fall off.
Well, I fell the first time I got on.
Did you take a lesson? Did you take a class?
I did take a class
because they take that class where you have to go through the cones.
Yeah,
that, right.
But
okay.
The first day, I just got on it.
I'm not that brave.
So it's a kid's electric scooter.
It's a grown-up scooter.
No.
Oh,
you know what?
You get it from like Honda.
But the boys have one. You can.
You mean, you're talking about a scooter?
No,
kick
it's
scooter.
Electric. We charge it up.
No.
And then you have to push off. And then it'll go. You can try that first.
I'm beyond that.
I can't balance on that.
I'm beyond that. I'm talking about a scooter like, you know, BB, like. When you
like a Honda scooter?
Yeah. Like when you go to like, when you go to like Jamaica. Or something like that. Or France. What they ride in France.
See, they would do best with. See, Rick said, if it has sufficient range and performance, sure.
See? Thank you.
No. I need something faster.
You want another drink? You want another one with that?
I want another drink. She's going to make me another.
I'm not drinking.
I know you're not, because you have to drive.
No, I'm...
Oh, I'm sorry. She's on a spiritual cleanse, and she's not drinking, but you know what? I'm not. Sorry. I'm not on a journey.
I'm on a journey of discipline and motivation and focus. Let me see that.
Yeah, I'm on a discipline of how I'm not getting more. Yeah.
Discipline,
I'm disciplined to clean. Yeah, so anyway, but yeah, I think that's the hardest part about riding a motorcycle when you first start and you have to... you know, that's too much juice. Now I just need juice for coloring. He says, just make me laugh at
that's
people.
Strong. You can
not
taste
being
it.
Mean. They look dainty.
I know. It is funny. I'm prepared to be laughed at, all right? I'm prepared.
So when I go to work.
I'm going to have on a helmet, though.
I go to work every day. There's this little guy on the road. He rides a Vespa.
He it's like a little horn.
Like, he's. Speeds in his Vespa, right? He tries to hit the curves and everything.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, there's my guy.
So yeah, like you can ride him. You can ride it like on the streets, but not on the freeway. You can ride it like on the streets, but it's not freeway approved in the United States.
Oh, it is. It's not.
Yeah, like if I want to go like to Walmart or something like that, I can do it. But it's not freeway approved because it doesn't go fast enough. It's just from like getting you from point. Like you see them in France and Italy. Mostly tourists, okay? Mostly tourists. Or if I need to go to the market to get some baguettes, you know, I put in my little basket.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I'm in Jamaica and I'm doing my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Thailand, don't they?
There you go. In Thailand. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my speed. I'm telling
in
you.
India too,
because it's so crowded and stuff.
Yeah.
And petrol is not expensive, you know, for that. You don't have to put a lot of petrol in there.
Maybe what, $20 tops?
I think probably.
I remember
$5.
It didn't cost a lot at all to fill up my.
Yeah.
Watch out. Oh. To fill up my my motorcycle.
I'm thinking about $5.
So it's a wannabe moped.
There's a moped. It's the
moped.
Word I'm looking for.
Moped.
That's the word I'm looking for. Moped.
No pedal. So the moped is the one with the pedals where you can bicycle and then, like, if you bicycle enough, it'll go, right?
No.
You know, like the Pee Wee Herman one. Remember when he lost his bike? You remember that, right? He lost Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure or something.
But I don't remember how it started. I don't know that
but
you
he
pedal.
Had like I think it was a I think it was a moped.
I think it has dual, you know, you can pedal or you can
but
use the motor.
If it runs out of gas, then you have to pedal. But it's like a heavy bike.
It's heavy bike.
It's
heavy. Yeah.
Yeah. This is where you have to rock it back and forth
to get it up the hill.
Wow.
That's me. That's me.
Yeah.
Look, there's no shame in my, if I can't do it, I was never one to come to peer pressure. You all can laugh at me in my moped. I'm going to be safe. I don't care.
You do that.
I'm going to be safe. Falling up, scarring up my legs and breaking
my
arm.
Wait, my scar, you can barely see
but
it
But I'm clumsy.
Now.
Like, I've been clumsy. You know, I've been clumsy since birth. So, I don't even think I could balance myself on a real motorcycle.
Beep, beep. Yeah, beep, beep. That little horn, I love it.
Yeah.
It sounded like a roadrunner. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I can. I'm just not ready for that. At this stage in life, I don't know.
Ready for that. What? After
a real motorcycle.
You get older, then the fear starts setting in, right? No, but I think you have
the fear of breaking bones that don't repair as quickly as when I was 25.
I think like if we were in Vegas and we were riding around Lake Mead, you know, on those deserted roads.
On my moped?
No, on a real motorcycle. At least with like a lower engine, it would be better.
I just never had a desire. I never really had a desire to learn to ride a motorcycle. I never really had a desire, honestly, to be honest with you.
So Rick says, having a certain image isn't important to everyone. Hmm. Nothing wrong with it.
Thank you.
So you've got someone on your side.
Thank you. Great minds.
But the motorcycle's still cool though. Who doesn't like the bad girl?
I can be
bad
cool.
Boy look?
I can be
like,
cool walking
so
down the
cool.
street. I can be cool walking down the street.
I mean, who doesn't like that? So you can still get her on the Vespa, he said.
Yeah, that's true.
Like hitting a curve.
Yeah.
Or a butterfly.
When
you think you're trying to go up.
I'm tumbling off. I can see that. You can still get hurt that way. So we have to rent a bike or something. We'll rent you a Vespa because I'm not a
Man, it's been so long. But like,
need a Vespa start Vespa for a week. And
no,
then...
but once you mm-hmm. ride it, you don't forget how.
I disagree.
Well, maybe we could get you one with like three wheels, because don't they have those motorcycles now with like
three
wheels in the back and then one in the front?
It's called
two in the front and then one in the back.
No, I could do that. Those people like really soup those up. Like I go like out in Maryland, I go out there to the park.
What,
to the park.
The 12 o'clock boy.
No, you know they are older guys. out there at the park where I took you once, Hayes Point.
Oh, that's not Maryland.
I mean DC, yeah. But the guys, they come out there with their three wheelers is what it's called.
You said rent a tricycle first.
Oh,
the one from Saw? The character from Saw?
Oh,
you know that
God.
Big head thing with a clown mm-hmm. with that hair? That tricycle.
No, it's not.
That trike.
No, he means this tricycle right there. That thing. He means that.
Which one? The yellow or the black?
The black one.
The thing didn't ride that. He said, it did a tricycle.
That's a tricycle.
No, the one from the movie Saw, that the little
That's
creature.
That's what he said?
The creature was driving.
Like a baby, like a 2-year-old rides a trike. Trike.
Like that big one.
Like that?
The trike. No, that's too fancy. No, not like that.
This thing is $400.
No, a big trike.
Like what? Like what?
It's a good balance.
Okay. See, I don't have that. Well, the trike will give
me
balance.
I'm telling you, the only time I couldn't balance is when I was on the back of the motorcycle with someone.
This right here?
Pedal first. Huh?
Just right here? Like that. You had one of these. This is a real baby tricycle, like for a toddler.
And you need one for your size.
That's what that's what that big thing is.
A tricycle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need like a little shed over the top and put some lights on it.
Right.
So you can be stretched out
like some
those
spinners.
Old people.
I'm giving some spinners.
with some spinners. He said from Saw, the one from Saw, that thing, the creature was.
I never saw. Oh, that little man.
Yeah. The creature was riding. That one.
That's terrible. That's terrible. That's terrible.
That one. That's what you need. Forget the Vespa. You need a Saw bike.
I can't. Y'all, see, you're just taking me down to nothing.
Okay, so Noster, what size engine is your Harley?
This right here, look.
That's it right there.
I found it.
That's it. That's the motorcycle. I mean, the tricycle. The song.
That's him.
Oh, it's an 883. Oh, that goes pretty fast.
But it's like a unicycle almost. What? I think I'm up on one wheel.
Jigsaw animated Billy the puppet. It's $179.
eBay. Crazy, right? He's making that face with that big.
Oh, that's pretty cool though. 883. That's still a lot of power. I always wanted a V-Rod. I think that's not Harley. That's Kawasaki. Look, why are you showing me that creature?
Because it looks.
Would you like to have that in your bedroom?
No,
at night?
He is scary as crap. No, he's scary. With the red shoes.
He has red shoes.
He's scary.
Okay, so
now Toby got us looking at.
We're looking at that
creature.
We're looking at the creature, the saw he's tricycle. Scary.
Now I'm gonna have that vision in my
put
head.
Some streamers on it too. No, the streamers.
Oh, gosh.
And some lights. But you have to wear LED red shoes like him.
I can wear those.
No,
you can't wear those stripper shoes.
Okay, so do you guys think it's appropriate for a young lady to wear stripper shoes to church?
They're not stripper shoes. They're 6-inch heels.
Six? No, that's more like 7 or 8. It makes you like shat tight.
I'm 6'2", 6'3".
But you're only 5'7".
What in the hell?
It was like Michael Jackson.
He made his own costume. That's a good Halloween costume, though.
And it said, if she wants it to rain.
Exactly. See, I'll miss the flood.
No.
Oh, you mean rain?
Rain money or rain like rain from the sky?
Somebody did say baby.
He said money.
Then
you get the champagne gun too, right?
Oh, it's nothing wrong with my shoes. They're fine.
Those shoes are way inappropriate.
They're fine.
They're way, like,
nobody's ever said anything to me.
They won't say anything to you because they're too in awe.
Like, oh my god! I can't believe
she wore those stripper shoes.
There's nothing wrong.
Do you have a clear pair?
No, I don't have clear
Not
shoes.
Anymore.
Never did.
We had some alike. What are you talking about?
I never had clear
we
shoes.
We both had clear shoes.
Wait, what happened?
We had our clear stripper heels because we wore them when we double dated that time.
Oh god! That's so tragic. Oh gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Those shoes, but yeah, unfortunately. But those shoes are not.
We could barely walk in.
Those shoes are not. They are like a Mary. They're a Mary Jane.
He said, what do older women think about your stripper shoes? Do they look at them?
I'm an older woman.
What is it?
No, they just greet me with love.
They greet you and look at your shoes like,
They say, oh, cute shoes.
Yeah.
They say, cute shoes. I wish I could still wear those. That's what they say to
me. In other words, they say she knows better than wearing those shoes here.
No,
that's what they're really saying,
they're
right?
Wow, she still got the ankles to do that.
The ankles?
She still got the ankles for that. Like, I can't wear heels like that.
The older man are pulling out their money.
They're nice to me.
Instead of put it in the offering.
I'll take it. I got bills.
You know,
I got student loans, so hey, I welcome.
Are you trying to get through a pew? Like, oh, excuse me.
They are very nice to me.
Lap dance? Excuse me?
Very, very nice to me.
Yeah, I don't think she should wear those.
Okay.
I'm not saying you should wear flats, you know, because
flats hurt my feet. Heels feel better.
So, I mean, maybe what are those kitten things?
Kitten heels? Are you kidding me?
What are those?
That just signifies old woman. Yeah, kitten heels.
So, I mean, okay, in between the
that's
stripper,
what he's saying. I need to be.
No, he said the other
same
one.
Thing.
So, like,
He
said no collection plate goes in the
what?
Or in the pocket. You go in the pocket.
Look, you're tainting something that is not tainted.
Well, why would you wear them?
Because they're cute and they match my outfit.
All she needs is like a private girl skirt
Those with shoes a are shirt. Fine. I wish this had seriously. A camera. I wish the and a camera. They're not that bad.
She's like, they're Mary Janes. They would latch around.
They're a
the
platform
ankle.
Mary Jane.
They latch around the ankle.
No, they're not that
bad.
I've worn them to work too, like with a pair of jeans.
With a pair of jeans?
With like skinny jeans. With
tight jeans and high heels. Like, are you a real estate agent or escort service? Which or both? Either way.
Whatever day money. It is. Okay. Monday could be escort. Tuesday definitely real estate. I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding. Real estate all day.
Wow. So he says he's not cute and he never matches.
Aww. That's okay.
It's okay. As long as you know the colors are somewhat, you know.
And you're always your worst critic.
Yeah.
So you probably look like a supermodel and you don't even know it.
Supermodel.
Stop, like right. Billy. No, Craig. I just can't leave this Billy guy alone.
What? Stop looking at traits.
I can't leave.
Why are you looking up his mask?
His face. I can't get it out of my head now.
Oh, so he said his picture. Oh yeah. You know, I need my glasses. It look and that's a beard, right? You have a beard? Is that right, Sinister Breed? You have a beard right there? Yeah, beards are hot.
And yeah. You talk about my shoes.
Beards are hot. Well, I'm not wearing stripper shoes, though. I'm not wearing. I don't wear stripper shoes.
Oh, try them on. See what
they're. No, I'm not trying them on. You made me choke.
We wear the same size, right?
What do you wear?
I wear like a 9.5, 10.
9.5 to, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not trying on those stripper shoes.
Are you scared you're going to fall? You don't have ankles?
I don't have my ankles aren't strong anymore.
Oh my gosh. Don't
have mine. The ankles. So I'll be, hi, everyone. What? Okay. I can't pronounce your name right now. H. Pronounce that. How do you pronounce it?
Oh my.
I should.
Those mongoose feet. Those are mongoose.
Nine and a half.
Hey, I'm a tall woman, okay?
You're 5'7".
That's tall for a woman. Like the average size woman is 5'2", 5'3".
No, it's not. It's 5'7".
No,
isn't it?
It's not. I can Google it.
Mom's height.
Mom is average.
Mom is 5'3", right?
I'm Googling it. I'm Googling. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay. No. Hi, Ashquad. How are you? Let me say average he's 6 feet tall. So, you know, back in the 70s.
5'4" is the average size for women. So we are
in America?
Yeah. So we are. Above average.
Oh, so this one would like to talk to us. So your thing is like super loud right now.
My heater, my fan.
Is that what it's called? Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Fine.
Hi. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Fine. Where are you?
Where are you?
Santa's
I am from Africa.
Really? Wow. Really? What part?
What?
What part? What country? What country in Africa?
Somalia.
Somalia. Wow. We're in Maryland, United States.
Wow. Great. Amazing.
Turn down your volume so we won't have an echo.
Oh. What's your name?
Okay.
Okay,
how about Aisha?
Aisha. Okay, nice to talk to you. Wow.
So,
nice with you. What's your name?
I'm going to turn down my volume too.
Okay.
Is that better? I can't hear if you're okay. That's not here.
Oh my God.
You got to turn down your ears.
Oh my God. I didn't hear. Sometimes the internet becomes poor.
Sinister said he's evil. Well, yeah, with that name like that. So, Aisha, how's your day going?
What is it?
Here is a great time.
You having a good day?
What about... Repeat me, please.
What? Okay, you're tripping, Sinister. What?
I can't hear you well. I can't hear you well, yes?
Say it again.
Police, what? Repeat me.
You said the police are with you.
What? No. No, no.
I can't hear you.
Put your headphones.
Can you hear me well?
Let me try to take. You're just darn
good.
Okay. Detained?
Are you working today? Ask her. Are you working today?
No, no, I'm not working today.
Oh, okay. What do you do? What is your job?
I'm a student.
Oh, student. Okay. Very nice. What are you studying?
I studied at a university.
Oh, okay.
At a Faculty of Health Science.
Health science. Very good. Very nice.
What about you? What do you do?
I sell houses to people. I sell houses.
You okay?
Yeah.
And I went to college and majored in psychology and minored in bartending in my dorm room.
I'm a teacher now.
Okay.
I'm a teacher.
Oh, it hits on bikers with beards. Oh yeah, I love the beards, man. Beards are hot.
You are happy.
How old are you, Aisha?
I'm 20 years old.
20 years old.
Oh wow. I remember when I was 20. That was like how many years ago?
A lot.
I was like,
do you have any strength?
When I can wear your church shoes.
What are you? I don't understand. Why are you laughing? Are you laughing at me? Please hear me.
Huh?
Why are you laughing?
Oh, because
I'm laughing at her.
My sister's laugh is making me laugh. Are you enjoying your life in college?
Yes.
Good. I enjoyed college too. I had a lot of fun.
I had a lot of fun too.
But I learned a lot too. I learned a lot about
how old are you too? Tell me each other.
Well, let's say I could never run for an office.
I'm 40 something.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
And so am I. 40 something. Yeah, we're sisters. So. Yeah.
Are you coming to America to visit us at some point?
I don't understand. Repeat me, please.
Okay. Are you coming to America one day to visit us?
No, no. I have never been abroad before.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's interesting. That's very interesting. But I would like to come there and visit. I would like to travel the world.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. But the internet gives you whatever you want. You don't need to go abroad.
Yeah, you know what, Sinister? I was thinking
right about that. He's not letting us. He's gonna close.
I'll move to Quebec though. I like Quebec.
Yeah,
Quebec is cool.
Do you travel in the world?
Yes, we do. Actually, we do.
I've been to England. Yeah, that's about it. Oh, and Iceland, because you know it's stopped off there. Random couples share the life. What's up, Glenn? What's up?
You changed
your name.
Mexico, Canada, Jamaica. You know, all the Caribbean and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We haven't been to that part of the world. But we're planning a trip to Africa maybe 2021.
Cool.
Do you ever been to Africa before?
When?
Since last week. Have you ever been to Africa before?
You said travel the world.
Well, yes, that's how
you're going to get out a good part.
Yeah, that's how you're going to wear a church shoe.
I would like next time to travel Africa, especially Somalia, because it's amazing. You see.
Okay. Well, now we got a friend there. We got a friend in you. So you have to show us around when we come, okay?
I think internet connection is poor because you were is very, very low.
Oh, okay. Thank you for calling in and talking to us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hey, I will follow you, okay? So follow me on that so I know when you're on.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
So what's up? Where are you running to? You can't run in those stripper heels. You're running in those heels.
Oh god.
The hooker heels.
Oh my gosh.
We gotta go.
I wanna go. I do.
Okay.
But
it's time.
Oh, I have to go to four. Four.
I have to get dressed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, guys. So
thank you so much for.
Is there a poll? No.
Dealing with our foolishness.
Did you have a poll?
I never had a poll.
You never had a poll.
Never fell from one.
We gotta take that. You need to send them that link. So tell them about that.
No.
Tell them that
viral girl.
So she showed me this video.
It was on Wendy Williams.
Poor little girl. She was like way high up on a stripper pole, and she like. Fell down on her face.
Like 20 stories. Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So tell him you can find it. It's on, it's viral. It went viral.
Yeah.
Just type in stripper falls from pole and you will see her. Poor child. Poor thing.
Oh my gosh.
Poor thing. I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
No medical. No.
He laughed his ass off when he saw it. It was funny.
Oh though.
My gosh.
It was funny. It was funny.
But if she hadn't gotten up, like, oh my gosh. Yeah. You think her jaw was like,
her jaw was broken. She said all the bones in her jaws were broken. And when she was on Wendy, everything was wired. Everything's wired.
So how did she talk?
Like this.
So she was talking on her tooth.
You could see it was bad.
Oh.
Yeah, her whole face was broken. She like fell on her head. Like, you know what I mean?
He said he was laughing. I laughed too. Man, when you showed me that, I was like, oh.
It's cringeworthy, right?
That's like one of those things where they show those clips of those people hurting themselves and they jump on stuff and do dumb things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was she thinking? Did her leg not wrap around?
She said she's done it many times. And I don't know, for that particular day, she just, lost her footing. She just lost her footing.
She wears her shoes to church too?
I don't know.
You think they make it rain on her during what is it called?
I don't know. I don't know nothing.
Yeah.
He said he laughed.
Her taco muscle had a cramp as she fell.
I bet it did.
Oh my gosh. That's just horrible.
Well, they made a song about it.
I don't even want to hear it. That's 50 Cent
laughed at it. It's bad.
She's
in Dallas.
That's not something you recover from.
Yeah, she's quitting. She's quitting.
She has to quit. She can't come back. Like, she has to quit.
We're getting a new club.
It doesn't matter. This girl doesn't know who she is. Aren't you the girl?
She could change her name.
That Bell.
Wear a blonde
wig. Aren't you that girl? Like, no.
I think she'll be all
right. She has to quit. That's crazy.
But she does want to quit. She wants to go to school.
Well, okay.
30-foot. Falls from a 30-foot pole. 30 feet.
Who in the heck would they make a 30-foot pole?
Why would you be dumb enough?
Why would she climb all the way up?
Thank you. That's not making you any more money.
You know what I mean? Was she trying to be like a fantasy and like roll her way down? Like
Cirque du Soleil?
Yeah, like Cirque du Soleil.
We shouldn't be laughing at her.
That's,
she's really hurt.
I know, that's crazy. I couldn't imagine falling like that.
I couldn't either. I would have just laid there like I was.
She said no one will give her dollars, they'll give her change for falling like that. Oh my gosh.
Poor girl.
That's just horrible.
Poor girl.
That's just horrible. I would like try to rush up on stage and like make sure she's okay.
Nobody came to render aid.
So they all just laughed at her.
She got so after she fell, from what the story she told, she got up, was on all fours, was twerking on the ground, and then went in the back. And then called 911 and her mom, and
she went to the back. So her jaw was probably dislocated.
Yeah,
and she's hanging off.
You can't. Well, it wasn't. I don't know that, but she said all of her injuries are internal in her jaw, inside the bones in there. Yeah, it's really bad. I wouldn't have done all that.
Sinister said he still would have made it rain on her.
Well, she needs it. She's gonna need it. She needs the doctor bills. Yeah, for sure. No joke.
Strippers, you have no benefits, right?
No.
I mean, why don't they have benefits? They should.
It's not a who's going to pay it.
But they should have benefits, though.
They're making cash. So it's not like they're paying into a
tax-free, a 401k.
Right. I guess you could get yourself a 401k. And so I would get, like, Affleck. It would be a good idea for a stripper to get Affleck because Affleck pays for, you know, injuries that your hospital bills
and
don't pay for.
This is coming.
I'm
from
just,
our real estate.
This financial planning.
Financial planning
101.
If you're a stripper, please get Aflac.
Get yourself a 401k. Get with the financial planner so
and
that
get
you
Kaiser.
Can, yeah, get Kaiser. Get Medicaid. So, you know, something that will help you because you need that.
And thank you.
PSA.
Oh, yeah. We are ending our show, though. Yeah, thank you, Sinister, for bringing us back there. The guy with the beard. Okay, so we're going to go.
Yeah.
So, you guys, thank you. He's like, oh, stop touching me. She touched me. I'm sorry. Oh, we have to go. She's going to put on her church shoes and we're going out. Later, Glenn. What's up? Oh, Glenn, I'm sorry. This is my sister. Say hi to Glenn.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, this is my sister, my co-host.
Next time, we're going to talk about plastic surgery.
Sister's like, stay. So we'll have to do this again. This is fun.
Yeah.
This is her first time.
My first time.
Her first time.
In stripper heels.
No, it's not. No, it's not. He said, I'm good. Don't listen to my... No, Gwen, we... Is your show coming on earlier now or what? Are you still coming on at midnight or what? Oh, and Glenn also said that there's like, get off your phone.
Okay.
She's distracted.
I am distracted.
So still late. Okay. Still late. Okay. Oh, Sinister, what's up? When's your show on? So we can call in and bug you.
Yeah.
What's up? So we want to come in. But you guys, follow me. And then, so we can all hook up and like do a phone call show. That'd be fun. But we have to do it early because, you know, I'm not as young as I used to be, Glenn. You know that.
And weak ankles.
Yeah, I have weak ankles. Unlike my sister, who can wear 9-inch heels.
It's an art.
Who likes to make it rain on Sundays? Okay, Mondays. What time are you? What are you like West Coast time or what? Oh, he said, how old are you, ladies? I'm 43.
I'm 40 plus.
Yeah, she's older than me. She's like 20 years older than me.
20
No, I'm just playing.
With strong ankles.
No, with strong ankles.
But I look 25.
Yeah, she looks young. They always think that she's, he's 45. Cool.
Okay.
They always think that I'm the older sister because I'm so gray. You know, I just say it's maturity.
Maturity.
Yes, that's what it is.
I have 23 gray hairs.
20, you counted?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mine are too many to count. Okay, so you come on at Mondays. What's your time thing? I said, stay up if you're trying to get your girlfriend on. Oh, 12 a.m. Oh, gosh, why you guys come on so late?
I'd be half asleep with my headphones in.
I gotta wake up. Let me see. Oh, you know what, though? Like, okay, I'll try to do it Monday. I'll try.
You're gonna have to send me a reminder or something. So you guys can follow me at positiveecs.com. Sherry and Chuck's behind the door.
Behind the door.
Positiveecs at gmail.com. Send me an email. Shoot me a reminder because my memory's bad. After I turned 16, it just went downhill.
Need some vitamins.
I need some vitamin D.
We're going to talk about that too. Vitamins and what they do for your body and plastic surgery.
It don't end. I'm sorry. We have to go.
Okay. Just okay.
So she has to go put on her shoes. Shut up. Oh, you got to meet Christina. Okay. Yeah, bring Christina on.
All right, you guys. Thank you for joining us. And
he's trying to get Christina. Oh. Oh. He's trying to get his girlfriend. They do a show together. So Sherry and Chuck behind the door and Christina behind the door, meaning the shit people won't say behind the door. Oh.
Oh.
Well, guess what, Sinister Breed? I have a lot of shit to say. I do. And it's about stripper heels.
Oh, God.
Like your beard. Man, beards are hot, man. Come on. Beards are hot. For real. Beards are, don't you think so?
It depends. If it's not too much.
I mean, we're not talking about like ZZ Top kind of thing, right?
Not even like when it's real, when you got more hair on your beard than on your head, that's a problem.
But I like the bald head with the beard. Sometimes that's hot too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, if he's wearing like a Fabio ponytail with the beard, that's too much.
If they don't like the man bun.
No, sometimes it depends on like if the man bun's hair is like super dark and curly.
Okay.
Like, or like, you know, dreadlocks or whatnot. Well, yeah, you like that. I like curly hair, like, okay, like Greek looking curly. Mm-hmm. Like that's hot. What did he say? Or your nuts? What man pun? Man bun. The man bun.
Sometimes the man bun. I don't know.
It depends on how it is. Like,
if it looks masculine to me.
Yeah, but I mean, if he's got it like tucked and curled under, then yeah, that's going to look bad.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, he's saying the douche knot? No! It depends. It depends. Sometimes they're not douches. Sometimes. But anyway, Glenn, we got to go.
We'll talk
to you. So I got to hook up with Christina next time.
Bye, you guys.
He said, yes, it's super flamboyant. Like,
oh. Okay.
Hey. He's like, she's being slow as shit. All right, you guys. So we're gonna go for real. So follow me, like me. Tell us about your thing.
No, not yet.
Okay, she's not on yet.
No.
But anyway, it's guys. It's coming.
I gotta get a drone.
Yeah, she has to do something, and she will keep wearing those stripper shoes for you. So we will talk to you guys later. So. Thank you. He said, okay, ladies, have a good stripper show.
Thank you.
We will.
Peace and blessings.
Peace out. And you guys hook up with us later, okay? All right. Bye.
That was fun.